I almost forgot how to work this machine. It's been a while.
I had to start some new ones. You can't do the same one.
You're changing up your stroke game? Yeah. Is that what you're doing? Dude, I got this young guy from Jiu-Jitsu listening to the podcast. I'm like, I told him, I'm like, you should not be listening to this podcast. He is underage.
Wrong. He needs to. He needs to be a grown-ass man.
It's like, geez, this is not the one you should listen to.
Welcome.
You're welcome. Teaching him stuff,
welcome.
Right?
Welcome. You need to be a grown man, not a goofy guy.
Is that what he is?
Yeah, it can't be a goofy weird child having that weird haircut that I was going on about.
Is that what he has?
He might. We gotta phase him out of that. Gotta wear some grown man jeans, or in your case, cargo pants.
That's right. Useful as fuck.
Exactly. You know what's not helpful? Skinny jeans. Fuck those.
Dude, those are the worst.
Exactly.
Zombie apocalypse. Those are the first people who are going to die.
That's right.
They can't run.
That's right. You know what's going to be... How they're going to be helpful in the zombie apocalypse? They'll be helpful for the zombies because you're going to be getting eaten. So that's helpful for zombies.
There's a reason why Olympic sprinters aren't known for wearing skinny jeans.
That's right. What are they wearing? Hardly anything
just
at all.
Spandex.
That's right.
Just dick riding spandex.
That's right. Like that Usain Bolt dude? You don't got no skinny jeans. He only has those very tiny things to hold in his massive member.
Unless you get one of those jeans. Have you seen that company that makes those jeans that look like jeans, but they're not really jeans? They're stretchy material. It's almost like male yoga pants.
Yeah,
you could probably run in those.
Yeah, I guess. A little gay, but yeah, whatever.
Hey, man.
Welcome.
Hey, man, if you're yoked like I am, you have a hard time buying pants and shit. Mm. You know what I'm saying? You need some shit that just fits.
That's why you wear the cargo pants, right?
Yeah, man. I got to go a little baggier.
Cargo
jeans. But it's utility.
You know what you're not carrying in the cargo?
What's
cargo
that?
Cargo pants or jeans? Shorts? Condoms. Because that's not what a man
That's
uses.
Not how we're all right. It's just I'm allergic to them, ladies.
That's right.
I've said it once before.
Just the whole box, too.
I can't even touch the box. I get hives. It's medically induced hives. I'm telling you. I've got a prescription.
You're allergic to cardboard? Yep. But you just got some Pokemon cards. Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
It's the coating.
Cardboard.
It's the coating that they put on the box. It's got a special, weird coating similar to what condoms have that I can't touch.
Exactly. You're just playing with all those Hot Wheels. Different coating.
Different coating. It's unique to me.
You just opened a whole 18-pack of batteries. Yeah, I know. Different coating. Sucks.
It is what it is. That's just what I'm born with. You can't eat peanuts. I can't touch condoms. It is what it is.
Yeah, we all have gifts and curses, you know? The thing is learning those gifts and curses. Gotta live with them. That's what the X-Men taught us. Did you see a new X-Men?
No, man. I haven't been in the movies a long time.
Let's address the elephant in the room.
It's dog shit?
No. It's been a month, so...
Oh, yeah, there's been some fuck-ups. You've been busy. I've been busy.
Been fucking a lot of people on the side. We got things to do. So, we're back now. We're stronger.
We learned from our mistakes. Is that what you're trying to say?
Had crazy hotel room sex. Just, hey, man, here's a good question. When you go to a hotel room.
Okay.
And you take one of your random mistresses back there and you're just
I like how you use the word mistress. It's very, very PG, very, very soft. I like this, okay?
I was going to say something like dirty sex whore, but that...
Wow, that one's stronger than the last.
Exactly.
Okay.
So you take one of your love mistresses over there and you're just like, right, time to unload. Right. Unload your clothes.
Okay, I got you.
Wow, what? That's...
I typically use that terminology other times.
Yeah, because you're a horrible person. I know. Wow.
Okay.
Anyways, so you unload...
Yes.
...your luggage.
Yes.
And then you're
like... What you do first? That's not what I do first.
Wow.
Just saying.
No, I unload my luggage.
Okay.
I got to make sure I have everything.
Oh, you literally unpack?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, I got everything. All right, cool. Time to fuck.
Wait. You already know what's in your bag because you packed it.
No, I don't.
Okay.
I just grab stuff and throw it in there. Hope for the best.
We approach this differently, you and I.
Yeah. I just like, I guess I got underwear, hopefully. Maybe I don't. Maybe people in the pool are going to be mad. They're just going to see a show.
Okay.
So, hey, stuff happens. Anyways, back to the point. Uh-huh. Is there kids behind me? Hope there's no kids behind
they're,
me.
They're getting in vehicles now.
They're going to... Because we're sitting at an angle minutes. I can't see. So if there's like a five-year-old kid, you're going to have to tell me.
Yeah. You're good for now.
So anyways, when you're in there, do you have crazy hotel room sex? You just like bust nuts, like just on random stuff? Like the lamp? Like why? The TV?
I don't necessarily like just the couch. Coat things. Why are you coating things? You're not a painter, dog.
Because it's the hotel room, man. You got to make it worth your while.
It's people like you that made me wonder if the freaking rooms are being cleaned properly.
Yeah, man. That's what you got to do. Yeah, just do some wild shit. You got to glue like a, like a pog to the, underneath the sink. Just something
Elmer's
random.
With you and you're just like, yeah, here's pog.
Yeah.
I went on eBay before I came over here.
Right,
to make sure.
Right. You got to do something random, man. Got to do something.
You're doing that shit Bert Kreischer did. Have you ever looked at his thing where it's like, it's a hashtag on Instagram. It's scare the maid or something, where he does these elaborate things with towels, and like he does these crazy things with towels, and then the maids come in and they're like, "What the fuck? Have you never heard of this?"
No.
Oh, let me pull it up.
No.
Oh, let me see if I can pull some up. I can't remember what it is, what it's called. I'll look it up. Keep talking. It's awesome. Yeah. And he gives him a fat tip because he knows that it's gonna have to clean him up. But it's this funny thing that he was known for.
So, all right, that's pretty funny. But yeah, man, are you just going there? You stay, you do your thing, and you leave. You're not doing no extra shit. You're not like just leaving a car battery in there for no reason.
No, I don't think I've ever brought. I don't think I've ever brought a car battery with me just to leave there. Those things aren't known to be light. Carrying it up an elevator with you.
Yeah, man, not like a army Humvee car battery, just like a little lawnmower battery, just enough to get a little shock going. You're not into that?
No, I don't think so. I've never done it.
Maybe like a little 5-volt on 3 nipples, something.
No. What kind of crazy shit you been getting into, dog? I leave you alone for a couple weeks, and then you get into some crazy shit.
Just saying.
So look at that.
What the fuck?
So he's like plugging his show with like different towels and stuff.
What the hell, man?
So tell people what you're seeing.
Oh, all right. So Dubert Crasher made like this person out of towels. And then it spells out... Bert the Conqueror Sunday at 8 p.m. That's hilarious.
I almost thought about doing that at like every time I go somewhere now.
We might have to.
And
the next one is just a person, really awkward shaped person in the bed, which is funny because it's just awkward. The next one is an outline of a person with muscles, apparently. The next one is somebody apparently was sleeping on a toilet because it looks like they have some towels on the toilet seat and then two pillows against the toilet and another pillow above the toilet seat or above the toilet to make it look like you're sleeping there. Then there's a spoon there randomly. And then also the ironing board. And a beer. So I've been doing crap. Oh, fuck.
I'm trying to remember what his hashtag is so everybody can see these.
And then there's... Okay, so by the window, there's a red towel. There's a person made of towels, but there's a red towel wrapped around it to make it look like a witch. And then there's some more towels underneath the bed with two shoes attached in it to make it look like you're hiding from that towel. That's pretty funny. Another one on the toilet is I think a vampire toilet. That's pretty good. Oh, fuck. Dude, that's elaborate. Bert Kreischer must be on drugs. That's elaborate. He made some sort of I don't know, house out of these pillows and blankets and the whole mattress. Come on.
Oh, yeah, made like a dog or something. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Jeez. Then he shoved the whole pillow into the mini fridge.
Yeah, to make it look like a body of a person.
Oh. Fucking savagery right here. He tied all the pillows, the towels together and wrapped it around the chair and then threw it out the window.
Oh.
Oh, then he did one that looks like a person underneath the little cart they bring for room service. They make it look like a person just puking in the toilet. Hilarious. Then a big smiley face with a cigarette. Person hiding under the TV. Person hiding, in the curtain. Dude, that's fucking hilarious.
I'm going to look at the hashtag while you...
That is genius.
While you...
I'm not going to lie, man. That's some genius shit right there.
Yeah, he's doing this for a while. I don't know if he's still doing it.
They must... If any hotel room or any hotel knows them.
Can you imagine though being a maid and you just come across these?
Yeah. You're going to be pissed.
What is that freaking hashtag though? This article doesn't talk about the hashtag. Just look up Bert Kreischer maid prank. Kreischer is spelled Kreischer.
That's pretty good.
He used to have, I can't remember the hashtag, but he used to just hashtag them all.
That's pretty good. I'm not going to lie. Creative, too.
Yeah, he's probably has. I guess if you're a comedian and you're sitting there waiting for your show in a few hours and you don't want to leave the hotel room, you know what I mean? Yeah, man. Makes you kind of get crazy. Can't find the freaking hashtag. Apparently somebody interviewed him and they were like, Hyatts and Hiltons offer the most amount of stuff in the room you can create with. Holiday Inns and Red Roof Inns are pretty much bare bones. Jeez.
That's true. Yeah, we did say we stayed at a really nice place just last week. Really nice. We stayed at a resort place. It's nice. Pretty cool.
The weekend, right?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. That's the only reason I'm bringing it up. Is just, I felt like I had to do extra shit because it was so nice.
What do you mean, extra shit? What are you doing, clean your own room?
A little bit. Like, I thought I had to take care of it a little bit more. Like, you know when I was saying that, like those murdery ones we normally stay at when we go see Boski? Like, I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I'm just going to take a shit here on this carpet. It don't matter.
Wow. Wow. Well, some of that has to do with the fact that, like, some of the areas near Boski are quite shady. I'm telling you, that one place I stayed at that one time made me just... I slept with an eye open, dog. Like, I didn't get much sleep. Let me put it that way. I clenched my knife overnight.
You heard a roach. You're like... It became Ultra Instinct. You're like...
Yeah. I'm like, get away from me. Yeah, man. Fuck all that noise. I'm not trying to get killed.
Yeah, no. It was really nice, though. Because it had, like, a... Because it's meant for, like, people to stay, like, weeks at a time. So, you know, have, like, a little kitchen in there and shit.
Oh, yeah, I stayed at a place like that. It's kind of legit when you're at a place like that. Because it almost feels like a little cabin or something. Like, it's kind of chilling.
So, it was cool. So, but, yeah, I was like, oh, you know, I can't, like, leave love stains everywhere like I normally do, so.
What, are you, like, a fucking hire fire hose? You're just shooting off everywhere?
Yeah.
You disgusting mofo.
Yeah.
I am like a painter, okay?
On the inside.
I like, what?
Paint those insides white.
You gotta control everything to the canvas and the canvas only. All right, I'll let you work your imagination on that one. But that's it. I'm not trying to lay on nothing. Yeah,
I'm a painter too.
I'm not trying to get up in the middle of the night and just slip and fall because I just slid like on a freaking what's that water thing that you put on the ground and it wets and you just slide.
Slip and slide.
Slip and slide. I'm not trying to slip and slide down the carpet in the hotel room.
But like nasty since we're at such a nice place, I'm like wondering, like, we get some noise complaints? Like, Like, cause, like, I'm just, like, thinking about, like, because it was, like, such a nice place. Like, you know, I like the... Like the Holiday Inn, like you don't care. Like nobody
Holiday
cares.
Holiday Inn,
or whatever the last place we say that was. Like nobody cares. Everybody's just doing meth there. Like this place was legit. So,
oh jeez.
So, like I was like, it can't be too loud.
Like you walked in, there's like a spoon in the kitchen. You're like, what?
Yeah, man. Yeah, like the maid's like, oh, I left that here. My bad.
So. Wow, she comes in, she's like scratching herself. Yeah. I left something here. Let me
go. Yeah, back. So. But yeah, I was just wondering that. Oh, you know what I just found out on the way over here?
You're allergic to peanuts?
No. I'm allergic to nuts.
Why? What'd you find out?
The Cardi B is only 26 years old.
I mean, maturity-wise, that comes off, right? It makes sense. But visually, she looks like she's a rough 26er.
Right? That's what I said. I was like, fuck.
Well, look, man. She's been stripping for a long time.
Since, like, she was what? 18?
Long time.
She's
I don't know.
Raping dudes since and she talks, was 16?
And she's even open. She's openly talked about her, like, what is it called when you agree to go have sex with a dude and then you roll him? Or is it rolling?
Yeah.
Like where you don't have sex with them, you just steal all his money.
Yeah, she's been ripping those dudes.
She's agreed to do that a million times, which means that she's probably slept with a million dudes for money. So all of that adds up to a rough 26.
Dude, I was like, I thought this bitch was at least in her late 30s.
That I would agree. I would agree. That's what my assumption
girl was
been.
Like, oh, she's 26. I was like, oh. And in comparison, Ariana Grande, also 26.
Holy shit. I've never made that connection.
Yeah.
Looks like, I mean, they're two extremes, right? Like, one looks like a child.
Right.
One looks like she should still be, like, getting carded just to go to the movies.
Right.
Like, PG-16. Or is it what is a 16 rating?
Rated R.
No,
NC-17.
NC-17. She needs to be carded for NC-17.
Right.
And then you got Cardi B, who is 26 and looks like she's already been divorced with 3 kids.
Right, man. That's
like,
what I'm saying.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Man. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Trials and tribulations, man. That ages you. Trials and tribulations age you.
I guess so. That's what happens when you've been Bill Cosby and a bunch of dudes.
That's not far from the truth. Yeah. That's probably for sure.
The other news, R. Kelly's like 55. He still looks like he's barely in his 30s. So, hey, man, age comparison right there for you guys.
I mean, maybe, but R. Kelly does look rougher now than he used to.
Yeah,
but I think it's only now after all of these accusations of his...
Yeah, all his stuff's starting to catch up with him.
Whatever he's got going on.
Yeah, everything's starting to catch up with him.
And we never talked about that chick from... Smallville, who like had that rink of what happened with that,
dude? That's crazy.
Like she was,
that was crazy.
What was going
on
there?
Having, so she apparently was one of the main leaders in this cult, who was like when girls come to like Hollywood, you know, because everybody goes to Hollywood or Los Angeles, wherever you go to be a star,
right?
She was like, oh, yeah, we'll you know, make you a star or whatever, like an agency or whatever. And then she was like, oh, yeah, we'll get you jobs. But she was really just, like, making them high-end escorts. And then they were just, like, starting to sleep with people for money. And that was
That's a big jump, man. Hey, I want to be a star. And then it's just like...
Because I guess from there, they had the connections to get you to the... Who you need to talk to, supposedly.
So
although when I think you're sucking in about the 20th dick and you don't got a movie role, something might be up, man.
So it was basically like all those chicks that haven't come up, haven't confessed to the fact that they agreed to do stuff with Weinstein,
that got away
with it, that basically probably are stars because of the stuff they did with Weinstein. They're doing the same thing, except they just didn't get anywhere from it.
Yeah, and then I think this one... went a little bit more than Hollywood. This one, they would fly you out to, like, you know, like, other places, other countries and shit.
Oof.
So, like, you know, like, that Weinstein shit was, like, just, you know, more or less here in America, right? like just Hollywood shit, like Hollywood connections. This one was like going like international.
Ooh.
And was touching like that black market shit where, you know, starting to get too shady, where it's like, hey, dark, you look pretty. That'd be cool if I could take you home. Ha ha ha. And then, you know, like a briefcase full of money gets exchanged, and now your new home is Thailand.
Like, that's dark, man.
Yeah, man. So that's like, that's different. And not saying that the Weinstein shit is better, but I'm just saying like this took like a little bit more darker turn now, because like it's that international shit, and like once you get like international shit, like that's a whole nother level of darkness. Like, that's a dark web shit. You don't fuck with that. So yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's just dark, man. But I think that just comes back to like raising children properly so that they question shit instead of just letting them fall to those impulsive thoughts of, hey, I want to be a star.
I think there was some other part to that I'm missing too. I'm almost certain there is. I think there was like some sex. They had to have sex with somebody. I don't know. I think she was selling somebody. I don't know.
The whole thing is dark. The whole thing is dark. And that girl, I just remember her from Smallville. But that chick looks rough.
Hey, dude, she was like giving blood to Cthulhu or whatever god they worshipped or whatever.
Whatever she was, yeah, whatever she had to deal with to do this ring, mm-hmm. ring, whatever. She, you could tell that it affected her.
Mm-hmm.
She looks rough.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing is dark.
Mm-hmm.
I had a daughter, and she'd be like, I'm going to go to Hollywood to be a star. I'd be like, the fuck you are?
Yeah, man. So that's crazy. That was surprising. That was very surprising.
Yeah, right? Like, you never expect an actress, you know, I'm sure she was making good money, to just be part of a giant rink of just prostitution and
pretty much
whatever. Dark. Anyways, on a better
note. Oh, did you hear about all the Instagram posts?
No, what?
In our time off. So apparently, that one I send you pictures of normally.
Okay.
Yeah, so you know that one? No, that one that we're like, that I tell you is a lawyer.
Okay, vaguely remember this, yeah.
And that she's always getting desperate. Here, you know what? I'll show you a picture. Hold on. Hold on.
That might help.
Yeah, hold on. Anyways, they've been getting, I guess.
Someone right now has like some sideways face.
Bible verses, guys. I guess they've been getting in trouble lately because Instagram is really cracking down on shit.
As in what?
As cracking down on how much hoeing hoes can do. And these hoes are really not appreciating it. That one.
And she's a lawyer?
Yeah.
Wow. No comment.
Yeah, if she walks in and is my lawyer, I'm like, fuck, I'm going all the way to jail. Plea bargain. So, yeah, they're cracking down. So, like, she takes the pictures I send you, right?
Okay.
Like where she's bent over.
Wow, okay.
Or
I have no recollection of these pictures.
showing whatever cosplay.
Okay.
While she's, you know, bent over to show the, not in the a sexual way, the creativity of the cosplay. The come on, guys.
I got you.
We're not perverts here. She has some armor that she made. She has to show how good it is.
Right. Arts and crafts. This is no different than blacksmithing back in the day was.
Exactly. Get it together, guys.
Yeah. 2019, people.
What you think I'm doing?
2019.
So anyways.
Progressive.
Like I was saying before,
you
hoes rudely interrupted me with your thinking. That's why you need to be at home cooking.
Oh, Jesus. All the complaints can go to Ruben. What's your Instagram now? At that dude, 35. What do you got now? What do you got
now? That's not important.
All right.
Anyways. So, I guess your picture can only be, like, so provocative. And if it's a little too provocative, Instagram has been like, no. And they, like, take it off. They, like, say, oh, this picture has, invaded our guidelines. So,
I wonder how they're defining what makes it provocative and not provocative. Because I think, and I've heard this from third parties, that some Instagram hoes are very vocal about how some get privileges over others. And some, you'll see their stuff and you're like, Jesus, like, I can tell how healthy you are based on this picture.
Mm-hmm.
And some other ones, you're like, okay, this is more artistic. You know what I mean? It's more like, you know, this is some shit you can hang up at some art gallery. And you're like, oh, yeah, some snooty person with a lot of money would look, stare at it and be like, oh, I'd pay for this to be my my wine cellar, right?
Yeah.
But the question is, how do you say what's too inappropriate and what's not inappropriate, right? And the whole point that I was making before was that some chicks are very, very vocal about how some chicks get away with a lot of shit. And some chicks put something that's slightly provocative and they get flagged. But some other chicks have millions and millions of followers. I can think of one off the top of my head that is just a straight up like ratchet chick. Like ratchet. Like really, you've got no self-worth, ratchet. And she has a ton of followers, right? Millions and millions and millions. And she posts some shit where I'm like, wow, really? Like this isn't even chill anymore. Like this isn't even like... Hey, it's cute that you're trying to push the boundaries here. Like, no. I can see the boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
It's just crazy.
Yeah, so that's what she was saying. And I guess some of her friends, too, were like, yeah, all our shit's getting, like, flagged.
Uh-huh.
And I guess their thing is like, well, this is how we make money, supposedly, because this is how they promote their Patreon or whatever. Because they're like, oh, I got this new set of photos coming out. Here's, like, one preview of it.
Right.
And so if they can't show you the preview, then their argument is, well, then nobody can buy it. And because I guess once your picture gets taken down, Instagram won't show their pictures for like a week or 2 weeks or something like that to the followers or something like that.
That seems about right. Like, their account goes inactive for a while or something like that.
So, it, like, only gets shown to after people who actually follow them. And then, I guess, on, like, the YouTube, the Instagram, you know, find page where you, like, just discover page. There you go.
Right.
It won't show up on there at all. So, like, they're not getting any new followers.
I'd be very fascinated to see how much money some of those people make, quote unquote, make, right? Because I bet you it's a lot. If you've got, let's say, 1 million followers on Instagram, right? And let's be real honest, ladies. If you're one of these ladies that does this shit, I get it. You're hustling. Whether or not I want my partner or daughter doing it, that's another argument and discussion altogether. But I get it. You're hustling. With that said, though, don't come at me and say your shit is art. Don't come at me with that bullshit. Because the 1 million followers you got aren't following you because of your artistic expressions or expressionism or whatever. They're not following you because you're artistic and expressing yourself. They're following you because they're thirsty as fuck. Mm-hmm. And they like a little eye candy here and there. But that's besides the point. Let's put that to the side. Out of those 1 million, there's got to be how many you think? You think like 20% of those buy something?
Yeah.
20% of it. That's a lot, man. Depending on how much that thing is you got. You know, because a lot of those, if you're doing Patreon, there's stages, right? You can go as cheap as, like, whatever, a dollar or something. Yeah. And as expensive, I've seen shit as expensive as, like, $200 a month or more. And I'm like, $200 a month.
I think Nigri's most expensive one is, like, $200.
And I wonder, if...
I think that's like, a video call. For $200 a month, I better be getting used panties.
Dude, $200 a month. I mean, how many? There's got to be a
like from the gym. Like, you need it to run.
You're like, I need the patois.
Yeah,
airing out of there. I need you to seal those in a Ziploc so none of the smell can get out until I get a hold of it.
It better be a Ziploc. I want name brand.
Oh, dude, yeah, $200.
$200. Jeez,
dude. I mean that's more than that's a utility, a heavy utility. That's crazy. And you know what, people paying it.
Yeah. Thirsty motherfuckers paying it, yeah.
I've seen some of those where chicks like don't have any more spots at the highest levels. Do you know what I mean? Where they're like, no, 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 I have too many at this at $300 a month.
Yeah.
I can't take on any more. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I mean, that to me is like, there's and 50% of those, I would imagine, 50% of those, I would imagine, cancel after 1 month, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I would imagine there's some thirsty dudes that probably keep that going month after month.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they do. Watch, let me look it up real quick.
That's a lot of money, dude. I mean, I get it. That's why I'm curious about one of these. I'd be curious to see the financials. Because you know it's got to be good money.
Yeah.
That's what I should do for the Photoshop. Photoshop you and me on some Instagram hoe pictures. Like as the Instagram hoes.
That'd be funny. I'm thinking of this main Instagram hoe right here. And I'm like, what's your most expensive? What do you think the most expensive one is?
What do I think the most expensive one is per month? I want to say about $350. If anybody has one more than that, like, I want to see what that price level gets you. At $350, you better be getting one-on-one calls or something.
Okay. You see who's... All right, this is not $350, but that's...
So $150, you get everything.
You just get pictures.
So you get a 11x7 print. You get a Polaroid, high-res images from all that month, access to private Instagram, and everything before that. So I would imagine there's like stickers and other pictures and shit
pins.
Like that.
Yeah, stickers. That's...
But you also
gay.
like that's the crazy part that women don't think about is the fact that thirst is so real. So real.
Google Hangouts.
That you're not going to get much out of a private Instagram account, right? You still have to abide by those rules and regs. And you can't have nudity.
Your monthly art print.
Oh, okay. I like nice cartoon that I'm just, for some reason.
Stickers.
Yeah, just stickers and a print and a little cartoon of you. You guys want to send me my Patreon? I'll send you guys
crafting videos, behind the scenes videos.
Anybody want my Travel Patreon? Bikes. I'm gonna start a Patreon where you'll get exclusive, provocative, 3D prints. Watch out for that cricket before he mates with your ear.
It's trying to go in my ear, son.
Yeah, it is. It's staring at you too. It's like, oh, I left now. I left. You're good. Anyways, anybody want to sign up for my Patreon? I'm gonna have exclusive, provocative, anime prints of myself. You can get the non-PG ones, or you can get the fully nude ones. They're all going to be art drawn by me. I'm an artist. They're going to be very good.
These stick figures?
They're going to be very good, yeah.
This is the best 3D stick figures you ever
seen. Very graphic stick figures.
Wow. Is that a watermelon? Nope.
Nope.
Nope. Sure not. Is that a fire hydrant? Might be.
Might be. Might Let be your mind egg. Think about that one.
Just wait till that fire hydrant turns on.
Yeah, man, that just it just boggles my mind because I'm sure it's a lot of money. It's probably a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
But and that's the difference between men and women. Like men are so visually dominant. Like there's probably not a lot of women who would drop $200-$300 a month for some stickers and some pictures of some dudes. Dude, I can't even say it out loud without laughing.
So, if you're a dude and you have Patreon,
you're probably working hella hard for that money.
What are you giving out?
You're probably like having to write custom poetry for people and shit. You're gonna have to like custom Polaroids. You're like,
oh my lady.
No, do you know what the difference?
Your bosom is so
firm. Guy can probably do it. A guy can probably do it. You know how they're gonna make money?
How?
The gay scene. Gay dudes are gonna go after you and want those prints and shit. And you know why? Because guys are gonna be interested in it. That's why. But it's not gonna be like, you're not gonna make your living off of chicks. Chicks are gonna be like, oh man, look at that 3D cartoon bulge on his bunny cosplay or some shit. You know what I mean? Like, girls aren't gonna do that.
I wish this fucking bunny was getting me from the back right now.
Girls aren't gonna do that, man.
That's probably true.
Yeah, the only way you're gonna make money for that is if you have like gay dudes.
That's a disturbing image, man.
It's the only way you're gonna make money. Cause girls aren't visually dominated like men are. That's why guys see a car and they're like, oh man, that car is sexy. A chick never sees a car and she's like, oh, that car is sexy. she's just like, it looks fast or whatever. They're like, oh, does it take premium? What's like, they don't, yeah, it's different.
Take Energon?
Yeah, right? Does it take the fucking god, the godly energy of Thor to power that thing? Like, you know what I mean? Girls aren't like that. That's why it would never work. The only way you're making money as a dude.
From gays.
A dude ho.
Say, hey, for my $300 Patreon.
Dude, that's the only way it's going to work because you're not going to make it. You're just not.
Yeah.
It's doesn't work both ways. Men versus women. Men are 10 times more willing to do that kind of dumb shit. 10 times.
Yeah, for my $300 Patreon, I'm going to use it in a bag and I'll send it out to you.
Oh, no thanks. No thanks.
You want that for my $300 Patreon?
Ugh. You're going to have to put it in one of those, like, containers. You ever seen those? Yeah, have you ever seen those when people get the meal prep meals and they come in those styrofoam containers with, like, the dry ice so that it ships and it stays kind of, you know, good? That's what you're going to have to do, man. You're going to have to invest in some R&D.
You don't want it hard?
You got to invest in some R&D, and you're going to have to develop some boxes and some dry ice containers that you can ship. But it's got to stay like, I don't know, man. I'm not a fucking scientist.
I'm putting it in a Ziploc bag.
Okay.
I'm put it in this. This keeps your drink cold.
Yeah, one of those thermoses. Uh-huh.
It's metal. Uh-huh. Double insulated.
Right.
Put it in a Ziploc bag.
Right.
I'll put some ice in there.
Okay.
I'll put another Ziploc bag over the Ziploc bag.
Okay.
Put like 5 pieces of ice. You'll be good. And then it's yours to do what you want. Jesus.
You're going to have a whole bunch of little Rubens running around. Chicks just taking like turkey basters and just going to town. Your hashtag on Instagram is going to be like, Thanksgiving is every day at Ruben's Patreon. This is why you can't listen to this, Fabio. This is too much, man. You can't be listening to this podcast, bro. This is the kind of dumb shit that we say, and you shouldn't be listening to this at your age. Just saying, bro. I'm just saying.
Oh, my heart.
Like Ruben's Turkey Day.
That's a shirt idea. Oh, man. Oh, speaking of
hashtag Ruben's Daily Delivery. Patreon member number 45. It's on the way.
That's Black Mystery Girl's new gift. Patreon member number one.
You get the first dose. You get to test out this dry ice machine I got in here. Keeps everything like this. It keeps everything looking like the Venom suit. Just nice and fucking fluid. Just yeah, I got you.
Just waiting to grab on you.
Oh, it's
that little claw, just like do with it what you will. I don't know what you gonna do with it.
Disgusting.
Open it up and just
the anti-venom.
That's what? Right. You don't even have to open it up. It'll be alive. It'll just twist it out.
Disgusting.
Yeah, man. Anyways, go to another subject. Went to a few different subjects on there, but yeah, that's why I saw that.
Interesting world we live
but
in.
But funny you should speak of those meal things.
Yeah.
It's me and my sister been ordering those.
Meal prep stuff? How do you like it?
It's all right.
What do you mean? It just doesn't taste good?
It's okay. She got some, and then she was making them. But I was never home.
Oh, wait. So you're getting the ones where you get all the ingredients and then you make them at home.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. I thought you were making like those bodybuilder ones that come in individual packets and you just heat that thing up.
I want to try those.
You might like them. You just got to remember, like, if you're doing fitnessy stuff, stuff isn't going to be as rich flavored as the stuff you normally eat.
I'm fine with that. I just want some food.
Yeah, that's why I food prep, because it's just I'm lazy as fuck, and I just rather grab something and heat it up and eat it versus like let me think about what's gonna fit in my diet today.
Yeah, because most of the wrestlers have got sponsorship through some of those places.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense for them, right? Because like
they travel around a lot too. I'm sure they just get a ship to whatever city they're gonna go to.
Yeah, and then they can like take a few with them wherever, right? So. Like, especially if they're on, like, the bus or traveling or whatever, so they just grab a few. So, like, they got promo codes. They're like, 30% off, 40% off, whatever. So, I want to try some. See, you know, just to be like, hey, I tried it. That seems like it was cool.
It smells like shit out here.
I said, did somebody take human-sized shit out here? Is that Bigfoot somewhere?
Might be.
So I'm going to try them. But, yeah, she's getting the ones that, like, yeah, you get the ingredients and you make it. So she was doing those. I didn't try them, but they said they were good. And then she got a code, or she got, like, a coupon for me to get some for free. And then, so I got some. I should pay $20 to get one or two more.
Okay.
Just because I'm a nice person like that. So then I made them. They're all right, I guess. Like, they're nothing special. And the thing that pissed me off about them the most was they only give you enough for four people.
Well, don't you pay, like, per person or whatnot?
Yeah, it's supposed to be rolled into that. But, like, she got it, like, I think what she was saying is she got, it's like $40.
For two people?
Three meals for four people.
Wait, three meals for four people?
Mm-hmm. Each meal feeds four people.
Oh, okay. That's not bad. I mean, honestly, those companies, I've never tried them and I've never ate their food or tell you what kind of quality food it is. But price-wise, it does end up being way more affordable than eating out for sure.
Yeah.
Eating out is a motherfucker. Right. Plus, it's always dog shit food.
Right. So we, it's okay. What they want you to make is random.
Well, don't you know ahead of time what the meal is that you can order?
Yeah. And then most times I follow the instructions, or I look at the instructions, and I'm like, this is stupid. You want me to do too many steps when really I can skip a few and just, like, do it better myself? And so that's what I end up doing.
Yeah, try it. You got to follow the prescription.
No, their instructions are stupid. Like, they wanted me... So I opened this thing up. They wanted me to make tacos. I'm like, I fucking made tacos 2 billion times in my life. I think...
You know how to make tacos?
I make tacos. And so I use all the ingredients, right? And gave me, like, the ground beef, and it gave me the good... They do give you good quality meat, though. I will say that.
And so, that meat looks good when it gets to you? Like, it's not smelly or...
No, because, like you said, they gave you the dry ice and everything.
How do you dispose of dry ice? You're like, I don't know, I just throw it in the backyard and it just fucking disintegrates.
I throw it in the neighbor's pool. They don't notice.
Fuck. Your neighbor's like, I'm starting to get spots in my skin for some reason. I don't know why.
They're Jeez. Fine. Anyways, so... And they gave me, like, onions and, like, tomatoes. And I'm like, what the fuck is it tomatoes for? And I was, like, staring hard at the tomatoes. I'm like, what do they want me to do with the tomatoes?
It like, comes with instructions, yo.
I was like, no, I'm not looking at the instructions.
Oh, jeez.
And so I'm like, but, okay, the thing was they only gave me two tomatoes. So I go, oh, they must want me to cut the tomatoes up and, like, eat it. With the, like, you know, put it
on the side and shit.
Yeah, like on the side. Yeah, they're Mexican.
Okay.
And so that's what we did. Because, you know, my dad's Mexican as fuck. So that's what he was going to do, anyways.
Uh huh. What did the instructions say?
I'm going to get that. Okay. And then so also, it came with one mango or something. One random fruit that.
They wanted you to put the mango in the actual, like, tacos.
No, they wanted me to cut up the two tomatoes.
Okay.
And the mango.
Okay.
Oh, no, it's a papaya. Sorry.
A papaya?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you that. I don't know what the fuck they're doing.
And I was staring at the papaya. I was like, first thing, what the fuck is papaya? And I was like, Alexa, what the fuck is a papaya? And so I was like, okay. And so I was staring at it. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, whatever. And so at the end, so I got the two tomatoes. And papaya left. I used, like, the onions. I used the garlic. I used, like two other things it gave me. And it turns out, at the end, I looked at the instructions. What it wanted me to do was make a salsa with the two tomatoes and the papaya.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I've heard of people actually using mango in salsa. Yeah, but yeah. But papaya is a little weird because it doesn't have a distinct taste. It's almost like a filler. Hey, fun fact. If you go to, I think it's Cuba... Papaya is like the dirty word for pussy in Cuba.
Wow.
Yeah. Fun fact.
That's a little quick.
Once again, Fabio, you shouldn't be listening to this podcast, man. You need to turn this off, and you need to go back read to the studying. Bible. Yeah, read the Bible, buddy. Anyways.
Yeah, man.
So. Yeah. Yeah, man, you got to follow the instructions.
My dad was like, this isn't good.
Oh, he didn't like it?
No, he's been critiquing my cooking lately.
Tell your dad to step up. Like,
fuck you then.
Just tell your dad to be like, hey, bro, how about you cook next time?
Yeah, pretty much. That's what I told him. So, but yeah, that's my experience with that.
Have you been hearing about this thing called deep fakes?
What is it?
Deep fakes.
No, what kind of porn is it?
It kind of is, right? So check this out. So apparently there's software out there you can get that is relatively easy to get.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like almost like an app you can buy, right? And basically, if you have a picture of somebody, it could transpose your face onto somebody's else and actually make it look like you very convincingly. To the point where, like, most people can't tell the difference whether that's you or not. And so people have been doing that sometimes with celebrities and stuff to make it actually look like this naked person is actually the celebrity. And people are having a hard time telling the difference whether or not it's them or not because the technology is that good.
Hmm.
Here comes that cricket for your eye again.
Or
your
ear.
Go, little guy. Anyways. So, yeah, apparently this stuff is so good that it even works in video format. And it's alarming because basically now if there's a photo of you online, which there probably is, right?
Mm-hmm.
And somebody could just take it and implement it into the software and make you look like you're in porn or in a naked picture or whatever.
So I was on ye olde Pornhub, right?
Okay. You're like, I logged in with my member ID, that Ruben44. I like to leave comments.
And so I was looking up some of these cosplay hoes, right?
Okay.
Because I'm like, I'm not going to pay for your Patreon.
I got you're like, it's all online for free, I'm sure.
I'm sure. So first, I was going to go to Reddit, but I don't like going to Reddit because I feel like that's just one step away from the dark web, and I don't like going there. So
yeah, I don't often go to Reddit.
So I went to the next most trusted place.
Yeah, like Pornhub.
Pornhub, that's right. And so I looked up something, and then I looked up random hoe, let's say lawyer hoe.
Okay.
That we were talking about like 30 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And so I looked up her and just gave me like a bunch of her like cosplay videos, like fully clothed. And I'm like, I don't want this. And then so from there, like, I don't really need to beat the meat. I'm fine.
You're like, I'm just doing research.
Yeah, I'm actually just like fucking around on here. So I just started like typing in random shit. So
like Kermit the Frog was not one of the things I looked up that day.
No, that's actually not what I did. So I'm like, so my favorite thing to do is just go into like the top bar and just like see what people are looking up. And then I think it was some, long story short, I just like found some movie star who wasn't, I knew didn't have any naked pictures, but then it brought me a few of them like with their face on there. And I'm like, this body don't match this face.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it must have been like an early version of that stuff. Because back in the day, I mean, that's been around forever. I think that's been around ever since Photoshop was around, right?
But then, but then as you start going, it's like, oh, here's this person.
Your friend's back. But dude, then, he wants you. That thing wants to lay eggs in your asshole.
Wow, that escalated.
Hey, bugs like you for some reason.
But then as I started going, I saw like a few more ones, and they're like started like getting better quality. So I think that might have been something close to what you were talking about.
Yeah, man, people are having a hard time, and even the U.S. government's like, dude, this is a problem because, like, what if you have now videos of Trump blowing a dude? Or, you know what I mean? Like, this could be a problem, right? For a lot of reasons. So a lot of people are wanting them to somehow observe this. Yeah. Just observe it. Somehow put laws or something that allows people to manage this. Because everybody's a target. If you have social media, which most people do, you're a target. I mean, there's hundreds of pictures of us online at this point. It's like, it is what it is. You almost got, now it's also making it harder to believe. Like, if some chick, like for example, like, let's say you're dating some chick, right? And you guys are on a date, and then all of a sudden, you somehow come across a picture of her. And it's just like, just her just getting destroyed by 3 or 4 NFL players. And you're like, wow, Jesus. And then you bring this up to her, and you're like, hey, what is this? And then now her excuse is going to be like, deep fake. And you can't prove her wrong, bro. You can't prove her wrong.
Until you're in that, you're like, somebody throw a hot dog down the hallway?
You're like, has John Jones and all his brothers been in here? What's going on?
Feels like, you ever just slipped in the shower? This feels like the opposite of that. Feels like you just slipped in the hallway. You don't feel nothing.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's a possibility. Remember back in the day, like, you always had the fear of, like, oh, back in the day, especially when the internet was young, like, you'd have a fear of, like, what if you're dating a girl and you're really into her, and all of a sudden somehow you find a picture of her, you're like,
No, now that's going to happen. What did you say, that kid talking, Julio, that's going to happen. Especially in your generation. The girl you like, she's probably gagging on something right now.
Oh, wow, man! You know what's crazy though? If you really
it's true,
think about
I know, I know, it's true.
No, I mean, in the vein of truth, there, right?
Yeah,
this guy's trying a little too hard. Anyways, in the vein of truth, there is some truth to that, right? Like, there's a very low probability that you are gonna date a girl now who hasn't sexed.
That's
a very low probability.
Yeah,
there's a very low probability that you haven't met a chick as she turns the car on. That might be there or something. No, you might think about that one. Probably. Anyways.
Hot. Yeah, she's hot.
It's a low probability, right? Like, as kids are becoming more sexual at a younger age, the newer generation especially, and they're used to pornography, right? And they're used to all this stuff. And then phones are like second nature. It's a likelihood, dude. Yeah. It's very, very likely. Yeah. Back in the day when we were growing up, we're old as shit. Back in the day when we were growing up, it was like, you want to talk to a chick, you had to pick up your landline, mm. right? And if you were lucky, when you were older, you had a phone that didn't have a connection to anything, and you could walk around the house somewhere. But that still didn't stop your parents from picking up the line, right? They picked up the phone, and you just hear a little click, click. You're like, what the fuck was that? And now you got to stop talking about dirty shit you were probably talking about.
Right.
But now the game's moved on up. The repercussions are higher. Mm-hmm. So it's very likely... That cricket's coming for your asshole, dog. Dude, he's coming for your heart. Anyways, he just came over that wall, like sneaking over, like he was like, oh, he's not going to see me this time. He's just going for you. He's going for you, dude. Anyways, it's a very likely, very high likelihood that yo chick has sent something to some other dude.
Right.
And you know, chicks know, by the way, ladies, I'm going to give your secret out right now. All right, ladies. And I'm going to tell the dudes your secret. If a chick has ever sent you a picture and she already knows not to have her face included in the picture, that right there is a red flag.
Mm-hmm.
That means that she's done that before.
Yeah.
Yeah. So all you ladies are right now rolling your eyes. You're like, oh my God, he's so full of shit. But secretly, deep down inside, you're fucking sweating a drop down to your back right now. You know I'm right.
That's right, Fernando. We're just trying to help you out.
So she's just like automatically sends you something that crops right at the neckline.
Yeah.
Instinctively out of nowhere for some reason. It's a likelihood that this ain't her first rodeo.
Yeah. And maybe if it looks real nice, like a little too nice.
Right.
Might have sent somebody else before.
Right.
Might have just had it on file on her phone that said, like, I don't know, cute pics.
Right. For
just,
sure.
Just
for sure.
Randomly.
If it looks like she has a tripod set up for this, like she ain't just leaning it on her shitty, like, headboard, all right? Yeah. If it doesn't look like that.
Yeah.
There's a likelihood there's like a DJI Pro in the corner and there's like a freaking... monitor, like those tripods that wrap around shit, like, right. You know what I mean? Yeah, no, this ain't the first time, dog.
Yeah,
this ain't the first time.
Yeah.
She got the lighting down. Yeah. She got the angles down.
Right.
She's got like the microphones, so stuff gets picked up if you're getting crazy with video. I know what it is like, man.
That's
right. You know what I'm saying? That's if you're on that Instagram, Snapchat, and she already knows how to like angle the phone. Dude.
Just saying.
It's over.
Just saying, Pablo.
It's over, bro. It's over. You got to be okay with it.
Saying, Pablo. She's just gagging on something right now. It might be chicken bone, might be a dick. We don't know. It's something, though.
But do you think the newer generation is more okay with it? Because they're probably used to it.
Yeah.
They're probably like, oh, no, we're sending dick pics and tit pics all the time.
Like, they're 10, and they're like, oh, yeah. Like, so I got my dick sucked the other day behind
the Arby's.
Behind the Arby's. What? Yeah. You know how old I was before I got my dick sucked? You're 10?
Yeah, man. They're probably okay with it. Like, they're probably, like, okay with the fact that they're dicks.
Shannon just sent me some tick pics. You're 10. You don't got tits yet. What the fuck are you talking about?
Like them nipples, though.
Yeah. Like, what?
Probably different, man. It's probably different. And we're overthinking this because we're old as fuck. And we're like, oh, she sent these pictures before these young whippersnappers. She lied to me, right? But damn, look at that bug. It's trying to get up on you, too, that moth. Anyways, all I'm saying, dog, is that we're probably overthinking this. And chicks right now these days are like, fuck it. I got like a folder full of quick DM pics. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like when they're like, oh, send me a picture of like you and like in your sheets or something. And it's already like cataloged. It's like, bam. Why does it take you 2 seconds to give me that picture? I don't know. I'm just that good. Okay.
I was really hot for you.
Right? Well, she's sitting here watching Friends on Netflix and shit, but she already has a shit catalog.
Because I was going to do it anyways, because that's what I wanted to do. You need to be smart about this, Pablo. You need to put the date on there. You need to ask her for the date.
Timestamp
that bitch. That's what's up.
Have her geotag it and shit so you can make sure she's at home. You're like, I need to see this geotag.
That's right.
Dude, what is the purpose of geotagging photos?
Let them know where you at.
That's a problem, though, because if anybody ever releases that photo...
Because I'm trying to kidnap you.
Exactly. Now people are going to know where you live. Turn that shit off, people.
Let me know where you at.
Safety.
Shout out to all the people that just got that earthquake in California.
Dude, we got it here.
Oh, yeah, we got some of it. That's what...
Because I was sitting like a fat fuck eating, mm-hmm. and I didn't feel nothing because I'm a fat fuck. And then I look up, and all of the lights are, like, shaking.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what just happened? Everybody's looking and shit, all confused and dazed. I was like, I felt nothing, but I just saw everything getting wavy. So apparently there was some sort of some sort of earthquake.
Yeah. Well, there was one just right now.
That's what I'm saying.
Just an hour ago?
Yeah. I was fucking eating like a fat fuck. I'm telling you, driving. Dog. I didn't feel nothing. Anyways, that's it, man. That's the hour. That's our podcast for the week after possibly a month of being off.
There you go. We
got back in your ear holes real quick.
That's right.
Like that boyfriend you're trying to dump, but they can never really pull the trigger on.
That's right.
I'm
glad we came back. We're able to help young Fernando.
Oh, Jesus. Sorry, bro. Hopefully you don't listen to this.
You need to tell your friends to listen to it too. We're trying to help all your friends, Fernando.
Ugh.
They need to know. They need to know what's up. They need to know that all those little, what are they called, tots that they listen to?
Those tots.
that they're DMing, trying to get some walls from.
You're too young to try to be getting knee deep, bro. You need to stay back in your books.
You need to focus on your studies.
That's right. You got plenty of time for them hoodlum chicks.
That's right. Those hoes got AIDS.
They'll be around.
They're going to have like 3 babies by the time you're done with your studies.
Dude, how many chicks do we see get pregnant in
high school? All of
them. A lot.
All of them.
A lot.
That's right. Just like that 21 Savage song. A lot.
All right, that's it, ladies and gents. Any last words, dog?
How many bitches you know? A lot. That's right.
Any last words? I think we're done.
Nah, man. I think we're good.
I was going to try to plug my shit, but I think the sale's over. So.
Buy the shit.
Yeah, motivatedresults.com. Go buy some shit.
Buy the shit.
All right, see you guys next week.